Okay, welcome to the Tuesday, November 26, 2019, regular closed session meeting of the East Bay MUD Board of Directors. We're later than usual because of our infrastructure workshop. Roll call, please.
Directors Coleman.
Present.
Katz.
Present.
Lenny.
Here.
McIntosh.
Here.
Mellon.
Present.
Patterson. President Young.
Here. Is there anyone here for public comment? Okay. We will now convene to conference room 8 to discuss closed session items 1A and 2A to C, and we'll be back here at 1:15 for our regular meeting. Welcome to the Tuesday, November 26th regular business meeting of the MUD Board of Directors. The Finance and Administration Committee met earlier today, and we also had a lengthy workshop on public workshop on infrastructure this morning that will be available on our
website by Friday. Yes.
Okay. And actually, I highly encourage folks to take a look at the material there. Roll call.
Directors Coleman.
Present.
Katz.
Present.
Lenny.
Here.
McIntosh.
Here.
Mellon.
Present.
Patterson.
Present.
President Young.
I am here. Okay. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no announcements from closed session, and now we have public comment, and for items that are not part of our agenda, and I have several speaker cards, and it looks like I have three in order and then two additional. Lucinda Reinhold, and you have 3 minutes, and the time is not cedable.
Got
so
it.
So that, in anticipation of that question. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Lucinda Reinhold. Thank you again for listening to our comments. My fellow participants and I represent a working group of about 35 that we're calling Protect Cornices Park in the Rose Gardens. We each have different concerns about what you'll hear today, but we're all united in that all of us ask you again to cancel your lease with Verizon for the construction of a cell tower at Zero Euclid Avenue on the Berryman Reservoir in Berkeley. I'd like to clarify a couple of the concerns we raised at your last meeting. But since you represent different areas of the East Bay, you may not be familiar with the place that we're talking about. And I think it's important that you understand how the Berryman Reservoir relates to the historical sites surrounding it. The reservoir is bordered on the south side by the Rose Garden, by the Rose Walk and Cottages, which is on the National Historic Register. Contiguous to the reservoir on the north side is Cornices Playing Field and Park, and just a few steps away are the landmark Berkeley Rose Gardens. The city of Berkeley has estimated that over 150,000 people annually visit this area, and they come to the park and the reservoir from all over the East Bay and beyond, not just from the immediate neighborhood. The reservoir is therefore an integral part of this whole recreational area. And when the reservoir was replaced in the 1990s, East Bay MUD, in fact, designed it as a recreational resource with a handicap access, a wide walkway on the west side of the reservoir with shade trees, bushes, and a trellis, both to mask the water tank and to be integrated into the design, feel, and use of the surrounding area. So East Bay MUD created a beautiful place in keeping with the natural area around it. An industrial cell tower is just not appropriate here. We've now gathered over 700 signatures on a petition, and aim for 1,000 or more, from people who use the park, Rose Gardens, and reservoir that states that they do not want a cell tower at this location. And a last point, the possibility, even probability of a major earthquake was the major concern or the major reason East Bay Mud was required to replace the reservoir, because the Hayward fault lines underlie the reservoir itself. And the EIR that was done in 1998 has a lot of detail about this. However, no risk assessment relating to the subsequent construction of a cell tower on this site was done, to my knowledge. If the tower were to topple, it could endanger people using the park, create a fire, or impede access. So I, again, implore you to find a way to rescind East Bay Mud's lease to Verizon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Susan Nunez-Fadley.
Members of the board, my name is Susan Nunez-Fadley, and I'm here about the lease for the East Bay Mud signed with Verizon for the Berriman Reservoir property. I spent a couple days last week reading the August 1998 Berriman Reservoir Replacement Recirculated Draft EIR, which is too heavy to carry up here. It's quite a weighty document. It was prepared after the DSOD mandated that the reservoir either be strengthened or removed from service. East Bay Mud decided to completely replace the old reservoir after studies showed that this was the only way to eliminate the risk of the reservoir being out of service after a major earthquake. The EIR is an inspiring document. It addresses a range of interests of the utility, your customers, government agencies, and the public, especially the people most immediately affected by the replacement of the reservoir. To lessen visual impacts, East Bay Mud changed the tank design from two tanks to one. It created a landscaping plan. It invited the community to comment, and then it addressed those comments. It was a major undertaking. A 50 to 70 foot industrial tower goes against the findings and mitigation measures that this board approved in 1998. East Bay Mud was the lead agency in creating that reservoir to CEQA standards. Now Verizon is the lead agency, and the differences between the two couldn't be starker. An industrial tower within sight of historic resources such as Rose Walk and the Berkeley Rose Garden, and next to a park that 150,000 people, families and children, frequent every year. The Verizon application for zoning permits failed to mention the hazards highlighted in your EIR. It claimed, and the ZAB staff in Berkeley erroneously agreed, that the project was categorically exempt from CEQA. It claimed that this is the application, and the ZAB report erroneously agreed that the exception to CEQA exemptions did not apply because, quote, the project will not affect any historical resources. These assertions belie the findings of your own EIR approved in 1998. And the zoning board agreed with us and ruled against its own staff, which is a rare thing. Anyway, the best way to stop this project is for you to please somehow rescind that lease. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Christian Reisner? Is it Reisner or Reisner?
Reisner. Thank you. I'm Christian Reisner. Let me hear. I am an attorney, and so I thought, well, I should read some documents. So I did read the lease, and I am a homeowner in the area affected. And I took a look at CEQA, and I looked in the lease to see if there was any citation or reference to CEQA. There is none. But there is a detailed attachment in the lease, a detailed attachment of what Verizon intends to build. In other words, this board is responsible for that. It knows what's going on. No one can say, I didn't know. And that's important because we believe that CEQA was not complied with here. And we have a document, therefore, which stands in contradiction and in violation with the legal requirements. I looked in the only place I could find a reference, really, to CEQA in the application. It is in the staff report made by the staff of the Berkeley City Zoning Board. They cite two sections of CEQA, each of which really one doesn't even need to look at the details of them, because each of them, the gist of it, the main thing, each of them says this exemption expressly states that the exemption does not apply to any environmentally sensitive area. We just don't even get there. Aside from which, one is clearly concerning structures for living. It wouldn't apply anyway. Talks about small structures. I don't think a 50-foot pole is small. But in any case, we're talking about environmentally sensitive. Well, what is meant by environmentally sensitive? So, well, let's look at CEQA. CEQA uses this, this is a quote, it's very short. Environment means, this is the statute, means the physical conditions that exist within the area which will be affected by a proposed project, including land, air, water, minerals, flora, fauna, noise, or objects of historical or aesthetic significance. That is, will, it doesn't say they must be demolished. It doesn't say they must be harmed. They must be affected. If they are affected at all, if they are affected, this exemption does not apply, and that applies to both of the exemptions. I think, so we have a problem here. Okay, thank you. And so my point is that, well, we have now a lease. Difficult, it really shouldn't be enforced. The board has a problem, but it is an ordinary kind of problem in the law, and it should be readily capable of resolution, and we certainly request that the board move promptly to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Angelina DeAntonis?
DeAntonis, thank you. Thanks for allowing me to speak. I was walking through Cortenisa's Park just yesterday, and this park has old growth oaks, redwoods, and actually a live running creek. It is a watershed. And it is a much smaller watershed than the watershed that our drinking water comes from. As I learned quite a bit this morning looking at the East Bay Mud, a very impressive educational display you have at your entrance. Looks like a space station. It's quite neat. And I wanted to remind you of, and I was impressed by the East Bay Mud mission statement, part of which says is to preserve and protect the environment for future generations. In addition, it states our prime goal is to satisfy our customers who expect and deserve excellence. And I am an East Bay Mud customer, as I think all of us may be. I filled my water bottle this morning from your water bottle filler, and this cell tower, it really worries me. I feel it's unsafe, unhealthy, and it's going to be very ugly. The nature of this park is historic, and we don't have a lot of historic buildings in Berkeley. The Rose Walk runs adjacent to the reservoir, and the reservoir was nicely done, and walking around it, you can look in and see all the trees that have been planted in there, which are not nearly as grand as the trees in the park, but hopefully will be one day. Now, this cell tower plan is to erect a cell tower inside of the reservoir, just adjacent to a creek. This is a watershed. This is a protected area. And... environmentally sensitive area. The watershed land provides protection for water quality and a sanctuary for native habitat. So, in addition to being a watershed, the cell tower is going to have a lot of electricity running to it. It's going to have diesel generators as a backup energy source in case power is cut off. And being on a fault line and near a huge tank of water, I know we all know and learned as young people that electricity and water don't mix well. So there's so many aspects to this project that I find very concerning, and I highly implore you to reject this lease to Verizon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. DeAntonis. Oliver Reisner.
Hi, I'm Oliver Reisner, and I live 96 Tamil Pice Road above this proposed project. I'm very familiar with the entire area. So I wanted to just, I thought things were presented very nicely. I wanted to just add a little bit to the historic use angle, the reality of this area. Because if, as Verizon has untruthfully stated in its application, that it is exempt from CEQA because there is that this is not a historic resource, then there is no historic resource in Berkeley, okay, on using that criteria. Okay, so to the right, the Rose Steps, you have Maybeck, you have a landmark, you have, it is in textbooks, it is studied, tourists seek out this pedestrian way. It connects with a pedestrian way on the other side of the park called Tamil Pice Path. You can go ignoring streets completely from one to the other with a little leg in front of the reservoir. That landscape will be completely changed visually, aesthetically, psychologically, historically. You know, how do you want this, you know, put out there? You know, in culturally, it will be altered forever, okay? It's gone. You gave it away. For $10,000 a month, you gave it away, all right? So it's just unacceptable. The environmental sensitivity angle I'd like to embellish on as well. Be above this project, on the hill. If you keep going, that's me up above. I know the hill. My disclosure packet discusses the hill. It's not about the house. It's about the whole hill moving. It's the same hill, okay? That's why you had to spend a fortune and have a huge PR project, science, and working with laws to do the reservoir as it is right now, which Verizon is stating it does not need to do. So you have a document like this, 1997, and you have a document like this from Verizon now. That's the difference between giving it off to a corporate interest rather than doing it properly with your constituents and ratepayers the way it should be done. That's the difference. Okay, this meandering creek is above. It's on the hill I'm talking about. It goes underground. It pops back out. It has fish. In fact, you listed the flora and fauna. You can look at your own documents. It's there. Some of that flora and fauna is gone. Some of it is still there. Some of it has returned. There is a foundation devoted to the well-being of this fragile creek. If that is not environmentally sensitive, nothing in Berkeley is environmentally sensitive. You know, so the words don't have any meaning anymore. Okay, so stating on an application that just self-reporting by your applicant, you're behind the applicant, you know, is untruthful. And if it goes forward, it will be unlawful. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, pertains to public comment for items that are not on the agenda, we're not, you know, really able to respond in any sort of substantive way other than for questions of clarification.
Andy Katz had 2 weeks. What did you do? Care to comment?
Would you like to say something? I mean,
the board's limited
to the application is inappropriate. That is the right word.
The board is limited to a brief response at this time. I'm happy to meet with the neighborhood to talk about this issue. and look forward to doing that. We will also have a staff memorandum that will be publicly available. And that's all that I can say at this time. I do appreciate you coming and sharing your concerns. I think the board hearing information about specifically how this visually impacts the neighborhood and what this means to you, I think is helpful for the whole board to hear.
Is it possible to rescind this case?
Sir, we cannot respond because it's a public meeting and any items that are have to be calendared for discussion and action.
You refuse to calendar it.
So, as Director Katz said, we will be providing publicly available written information that we can share with the community, and that'll be forthcoming probably right after Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any other members of the public here for a comment on an item that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, we have the consent calendar with six items for consideration.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving items 1-6 on the consent calendar? Aye.
Aye.
That was everybody. On to determination and discussion, general manager's report.
Well, recognizing that we've been at it for about 5.5 hours straight, the GM's report's very concise. We have some information at your places. As we've shared previously, we're going out with a new advertising campaign related to the private sewer lateral program, and so we have copies of that so that you'll be aware and not surprised and recognize it when you see it. And we have additional information on the upcoming Speakers Bureau efforts, as well as our latest communication back to the Contra Costa County grand jury.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Alex? Okay, on to reports and director comments. The November 12th Planning and Legislative Human Resources Committee minutes were included in board packets and are posted with our materials for this meeting. Now we have a report from the Finance Administration Committee that met early this morning.
Yes, the Finance and Administration Committee met this morning, and two items were on the agenda, and both items were voted into the affirmative. One, the monthly investment transactions report, another outstanding month in the financial history of East Bay Mud. Thank you, staff. And item two, fiscal year 2019 key performance indicator report. And that was duly received by the committee. Those are the two items. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we had a long-term infrastructure workshop to hear about their plans for improvements to reliability and safety of our system over the next many years, and that will be also posted this Friday. If there are other items for future consideration, please submit them to the general manager. It's time for any director comments, and I would like to start out with saying I hope we have a wet and wonderful Thanksgiving. Sounds like that's on tap. And anybody else has?
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
That, looking forward to the snow/rain report starting up.
Yes, right. Dave, are you here?
Yeah.
Get those slides ready. You've got some notice now.
And the wind's going to blow.
Yes, we are going to have some high winds. So, be careful out there. Okay, I think with that, we are adjourned until our next regular meeting, which will
Happy
be
Thanksgiving.
On Tuesday, December 10th at 1:15.